Hello, and welcome back to the Self-Taught Artist Podcast. I'm Lauren Christine, your host. Welcome to the first official episode of 2024. Can you believe it? I'm still getting over the fact that it's 2024. Oh, well, I am excited for today's episode because I think it's going to be an instant classic. And I'm bringing one of my favorite New Year's, New You resolution with a twist techniques to you today. And I hope that it's something tangible and practical that you can use in your art to plan the best year ever, and also something that you might even be able to use in other areas of your life as well. But before we dive into the good stuff, first, let's do our review of the week. This one comes to us from I Am Spoon Man, and they title it The Best Art Podcast. What a compliment. They write, "I found the best art podcast and it is here. This is my companion during runs, while making art, and during long drives. Furthermore, the highest compliment I can give Lauren Christine is that I am using her ideas to improve my pedagogy and inform my philosophy of teaching art. This podcast is a balanced mix of methods for making art and good advice for people on their artistic journey. A review this brief cannot convey how useful these shows has been. Do your artist self a favor and listen in." Wow. I'm practically tearing up over here. This is such a compliment. And yeah, it's the highest compliment I can receive that you're using this to teach other people and get more people spreading the joy of making art in the world. I love it. Thank you so much. To everyone out there who hasn't yet written me a review, please go to Apple Podcasts, scroll down to the bottom of the page, give me 5 stars, and write a review. That would be amazingly helpful to spread the news, spread the word of the Self-Taught Artist Podcast to more artists out there. And if you're listening on Spotify, hit the 5-star button. And wherever you're listening, if you're listening somewhere else, you can hit the subscribe button or the follow button to ensure that you never miss an episode. I bring you this podcast ad-free, and I really hope that you can pay it forward, hit the 5-star button, and help this podcast grow. Thank you so much. All right, let's get on to the good stuff. Today, we are diving into a tangible strategy for success and what I'd like to think could be a roadmap to help turn all of your artistic aspirations for this year into reality. I know that January is the season of new year, new me, set New Year's resolutions. And, you know, I do that every year too. I get into the new year spirit. We turn the page on a new year. It's exciting. And so I encourage all of you to use and harness that energy of January to start this year off on the right page. Most of today's episode is inspired by a powerful concept popularized by Stephen Covey. And he is, you know, kind of one of those self-development gurus. And you know, it's a classic for a reason, because this is such a great story. So this is an analogy using rocks and sand. And I think this timeless story serves as a guide for prioritizing what's important to us, which includes our creative pursuits, and helps us to set the stage for a purposeful and intentional year ahead. Because that's what I wish for all of you, a purposeful and intentional year ahead. All right, so let's dive into this Stephen Covey story. I actually had this demonstrated to me in person on the first day of graduate school. They actually acted out this in this kind of experiment, and I got to see it with my own 2 eyes, and it made a huge impression on me. I still remember it. It was just And it's crazy because at the beginning of graduate school, there was so much going on. You were meeting new people every day. You were meeting your new professors. You were feeling all the pressure. But yet this moment really stuck with me. And I hope that it will stick with you too, even though I'm just delivering the message via audio only. Just try and picture it in your head. So let's get on with the story. So imagine you're in a classroom. A professor unveils a gallon-sized jar. With a big pile of rocks at their side, the professor begins filling the jar with these rocks until it reaches the top of the jar. The professor turns to the class and asks a simple question. Is this glass jar full? The unanimous response, as it was in my classroom, is a confident yes. It's a full jar. However, the professor has more to reveal. The professor next pulls out a bowl of pebbles. These are smaller than the rocks. And the professor proceeds to pour them into the jar. The pebbles twist around and find their ways into the spaces and the crevices between the big rocks. Now we have an even more full jar. So the professor once again poses the question to the class, is this jar full? And the students say again, yes, now it's full. Now, picture the jar appears filled to the brim. There's big rocks in there, and then there's smaller pebbles filling in all the cracks. The professor's not done, though. The professor pulls out another surprise. The professor unveils a bucket of sand, and the professor starts pouring the sand into the jar. Before you know it, the sand has filled every gap. So as the class contemplates what they're watching in this unexpected demonstration, the professor starts talking. And the lesson that the professor wants to impart is, if we had put the sand in first, would there have been any room for the big rocks? So if you'd reverse the order and you'd put the sand in, then the pebbles, where would you put the big rocks? So when I saw this in person, they actually tried to reverse the order. And they did this in front of my eyes. And they put sand in, and then they put a few pebbles, and then there really was no room to put the big rocks. The jar much quickly overflows. So the reason we talk about this, and the reason it was shown to me on the first day of graduate school, is because this same principle can apply to your life. If you focus on the small things and you fill your own cup with sand and pebbles first, you're going to find you don't have enough space or time left to focus on the rocks, the big things that are truly important and are actually going to do the most to propel you toward your goal and where you're going. I love this concept, and I hope that you grasp this. And if you're more of a visual person, go get some rocks, go get some pebbles, go get some sand, and see how this works. Because it's true, it's a fact of life. If you have a cup and you fill it with all these small things, it's going to fill all the holes first, and there's not going to be room for those big things. And on today's podcast, I really want to inspire you to identify your big rocks for 2024 and apply this concept not just to your life, you can apply this to your work life, but I really want us to apply this concept today, right now, to our creative lives. What are your big rocks for the year? These are things that would be your major artistic goals, your creative goals. What are the transformative milestones that you want to define your creative journey this year? whether it's mastering a new skill, trying something new, completing a, you know, big project or a collection, or showcasing your work for the first time, or sharing it with others in a new way, in a new method, new modality. Think about what rocks are at the core of your artistic vision. So when you think about it, think about where you want to be a year from now. What are the significant transformative goals that would make the biggest impact in getting you where you want to be 12 months from now or 5 years from now? Take a moment, if you're not driving right now, to write these things down. What are your rocks? What are the big goals, the big dreams that you have, the really hard things that you want to achieve, that you want to chip away at this year? You don't have to have all the answers, and you don't even have to know how you're going to get there yet. What you do want to focus on is just first that intention of where you want to go. What do you want to achieve as an artist this year? Where do you want your focus to go? And, you know, with good goal setting, I'm also going to remind you to be specific about your goals. And remember, they are uniquely yours. You don't have to tell anyone about them. You don't have to share them, but do write them down. There's a ton of research that shows that people who write down their goals are a lot more successful than those who don't. So I'm actually going to make it really easy for you. If you want, you can email me your goals for the year at laurenchristineart@gmail.com. If that will get you to write them down, do that and just tell me, what are your rocks? What are your big rocks? And for those of you listening on Spotify, I'm actually going to make a Q&A box at the bottom of this episode where you can type them in and share them with me and the rest of the community. I would love to see them. I love this Q&A feature on Spotify. So if you're listening on Spotify, just scroll down on the episode page and you should see it there with a Q&A box. What are your big rocks for the year? And remember, they are uniquely yours. These goals don't have to make sense to anybody else but you, but I do want you to just write them down and ideally put them somewhere where you can see them. Keep them on your desk. Keep them with your paints. Keep them with your paintbrushes. And remind yourself, what are your big rocks? So I love this metaphor also with the sand and the pebbles, because to me it gets at the idea of avoiding the trap of the smaller tasks, the unimportant but urgent things that somehow tends to fill our days if we're not careful and we don't prioritize and we don't, you know, kind of lead with purpose. Because I mean, I've fallen into this all the time. It's, I think, the oldest trap in the book, you know, where it's easier to do the small things because they're discreet and you can make progress on them quickly. And that's really gratifying. And it's really easy to postpone the larger, more consequential goals, those big rocks. I see business executives in my work often face this challenge. And artists, you and I, we are no exception in our creative lives. So you too, you may, you know, set goals and hit all of your objectives in a business capacity if you, you know, also have a day job. But I also encourage you to take that rigor, at least with thinking about what your big goals are for the year. By keeping your big rocks at the forefront, my hope is that you will ensure that your creative endeavors align with your long-term vision, that your daily actions, weekly actions, however often you get to paint or focus on your creativity and your art, that you're doing something to drive toward that long-term vision. So, armed with the wisdom of the rocks and sand concept, it's time to set the stage for a purposeful year. So, identify your big rocks, prioritize them, and schedule dedicated time to act on them. Now, I bring up this concept of scheduling because I think that's a really crucial part of this entire, you know, new year goal setting process. You have to schedule it. As the saying goes, what gets scheduled gets done. So pick some of your rocks and schedule them into your year. If it's a big goal, think about how you can break it down into smaller chunks and think about what you can do in January or the first quarter to push you toward that goal. And think about how you can put it on the calendar to ensure that you make progress along the way, or just simply make time to think about it from time to time. How can you bake these rocks into a routine for yourself? And how can you set yourself up for success systematically? How can you make success inevitable? Well, to schedule it. So I also encourage you to think more broadly about your year. And here I'm kind of turning the page to a separate thought. So I'm leaving the rocks analogy in the first half of the episode. And I want you to think about your year and the experiences that you want to have this upcoming year. Because I think that scheduling is a big part of that as well. And this is something that I tried last year, and I think it really made a big difference in my year, was really thinking about a few experiences, like these core bucket list experiences that I wanted to have in 2023. And then I thought ahead of time about how to make them happen. For me, I tried once a quarter to do something that I wouldn't usually do and to schedule it in advance and make it happen. So I'd love to pose this challenge to all of you as well as another thing you can do to make 2024 a great creative year for yourself. Is think about a few cornerstone experiences that you might want out of the year. Perhaps it might be committing to an art class, attending an art retreat, taking advantage of a visiting artist coming to town. These activities and experiences could range from the free or the affordable, like a museum visit, going to a local community center workshop, going to an artist lecture, or finally budgeting for and prioritizing an online class that you really want to take. And it could also range to more significant investments, such as an in-person art retreat or a longer-term class over several weeks with an instructor. So I ask you, what activities can you schedule to ensure that you do a few special things related to your art and your creative passions this year? I'd love it if you chose some activities that really resonated with your goals or your dreams, and then set dates for them in your calendar. Like, mark them in now and treat these commitments with the same importance that you would a doctor's appointment or a work meeting. And if you put one or two of them on the calendar, or if you're really ambitious, do one every quarter, it would ensure at the end of next year, you look back and you have had a few artistic experiences that are really special that you prioritized and you made happen. And I think that that could really be the foundation for a lot of added inspiration into your year. And I know a lot of times we tend to be empathetic and selfless to a lot of other people in our lives, and we prioritize our kids, our parents, our spouse, and put other people's needs first. And I think that that's wonderful. I think that's a wonderful way to live. But I also want to remind you that self-care and fueling your creative outlets and your artistic passions, that is part of filling your own cup, and it will help you in other aspects of your life. That's one thing that, you know, I underestimated when I started diving more into my creativity, is how much that could spill into other areas of my life with really beneficial outcomes, and how it can improve my outlook and how I look at the world and how I approach problems and problem solving and bringing creativity into other areas of my life. So it might seem selfish to get a babysitter and schedule it so that you can go to an art class, but I really would encourage you to think of it as self-care and taking care of yourself so that you can show up in other areas of your life as the best version of yourself. So I'd love to just pose that challenge to you. I think that these two concepts today could be really helpful in planning for and making a purposeful 2024 and creating a year where at the end of it, you look back and you say, wow, I did a lot. I furthered my creative passions in a big way. And I kept my creative spirit, my creative flame alive. Because as you know, that's one of my big goals. I talked about that on the last episode. And I just love for you to think of these things as investments in your growth as an artist. So as we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to make all of this tangible. Identify your rocks. Schedule them into your year, into your routines. Make space for those big rocks and don't let the small things overwhelm you and take up all your time. You've got to prioritize your big rocks. And then also think about how you can prioritize some special cornerstone or bucket list experiences this year that will help you to keep creating and keep dreaming and just further fan that creative flame. So what will you commit to? What will be your special artistic endeavors this year? Thank you so much for joining me on this journey. I hope that you take this episode to heart. Bookmark it, save it. If you're driving right now, pause and, don't pause. Listen to it, but come back to it when you're home and then pause and think about some of these questions that I pose and write it down. Share it with someone, share it with an artist, share it with someone in your life, share it with me. Because remember, if you write these things down, you're much more likely to make them happen. All right, until next time, keep creating, keep dreaming big, and remember, I am rooting for you and cheering you on every step of the way. Happy creating, my friends.
If you're enjoying this podcast, could you take a few seconds to rate the podcast 5 stars, leave a written review on Apple Podcasts, and of course, hit the subscribe or follow button wherever you're listening. That ensures you never miss an episode. These 3 things go a long way to share this podcast with other self-taught artists and keep it going. Thank you so much.